Teth Monastery. Ventress followed Kenobi onto the monastery roof, pursuing him along the ramparts. And now, he'd run out of roof. He paused on the edge and turned.
I know Dooku set this up to alienate Jabba from the Republic, he said. But it's not going to work. Jabba will know the truth.
There you go again. Truth. What's that, Jedi? Truth or real truth? The Jedi variety is a flexible commodity.
Even if you kill me, Dooku will be exposed.
Ventress held both lightsabers vertical, walking slowly toward him, ready to follow if he was going to jump again. There weren't many places he could leap to from here that didn't involve a plummet of hundreds of meters, and he wasn't that good.
You haven't seen your protege's award-winning performance on Holovid yet, she said.
I'm sure he was magnificent, but there's one little snag.
Go on. The only way I'm going to shut you up is by taking your head off. I can see that. So have your last moment on stage.
Kenobi looked up at the sky. Feel it? Ventress readied herself for another diversionary tactic. She'd been preoccupied by trying to contain Kenobi, too busy and angry to concentrate on feeling the subtler variations in the Force, and any suggestion that she should turn her attention elsewhere wasn't going to work. But now that she'd stopped for a moment, she felt it. Skywalker was gone.
Maybe he's been shot down.
She opened her comlink.
Air control, report. Where's the freighter?
Commander, we've sent every available fighter we had, but...
I'll deal with you later.
Ventress snapped the comm closed, but sent a coded request for retrieval. She couldn't hang around indulging Kenobi's love of theater. Now she had to recover the situation.
He's on his way to Tatooine with Jabba's son, Kenobi said. You've lost. Dooku won't be very pleased with you.
If you'd stopped admiring yourself long enough to learn anything about me, Kenobi, you'd know this.
She was utterly crushed at that moment. But she'd been crushed before, many, many times. And the only way she knew to deal with that was to get up and start fighting again, and harder.
I don't give up easily. And I always have a plan.
Lay down your weapons.
He came back at her with his lightsaber raised, and they stood toe-to-toe, locking blades and struggling. She had to warn Dooku that Skywalker was coming. She needed to end the charade. She stepped back to swing again with both blades, but Kenobi caught the tip of one and sent it spinning from her hand. Surrender, he said. She could hear a vulture approaching and held out her hand to force-pull her fallen lightsaber into her grip. The fighter slowed as it tracked along the ramparts.
Not yet, she said, leaping onto it as it passed. In fact, never.
She was gone before he had a chance to reply, if he replied at all. Knowing Kenobi, though, he had. He always had to have the last word.